on the top of Tzadik Dalin Meralef. Mora asked a kashan of Yehuda that back on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. That Rav Yehuda says that if you can't come b'shas achila, then that's called derech rechoka. But if you could be there b'shas achila, it's not called derech rechoka. And yet the halacha is ain shocht in the zarkin al tamei sheretz. Even if he could be there b'shas achila, you still see that the Torah is madchehim. Gemara says Rav Yehuda lo kasha tamei sheretz rachmana dachi. Tamei sheretz the Torah was madche. Dechseid ish ish ki atamei lenefesh. And there it says he makes Pesach Sheni. Milo askin and shechol shvi shelo yosper of Pesach. Isn't it talking even in a case where he's tamei nefesh and he's the seventh day of his tumah is on Erev Pesach, so he could eat at night, and still the Torah says he makes Pesach Sheni, he doesn't make Pesach Rishon. V'afilu hach yom rachmana lidchi, but by derech rechoka, the Torah didn't say that. So as long as he could be able to eat at night by derech rechoka, that's not called derech rechoka. Rashi, Rav Yehuda lo kasha, the kesover tummy nefesh stamaksiv vafilu shvilish shvi shalom b'mashma. When the Torah said tummy nefesh, it meant any kind of tumas nefesh, meaning even the last day. Kedokin the beidach perkin, like we learned before. The kesover la commanda omar tummy tmei meis mitzvah hayu shechol shvi shalom b'erev Pesach. And let's talk of what the case of Pesach Sheni was. These people were tmei meisim on the seventh day. They could eat at night, and still the Torah said they can't bring korban Pesach. But Mashenkin, Derech Rechoka is not like that. Tana Rabbanan, Haya Omeid Chutz L'Modim, the Yochel Ikonis B'Susim V'Pradim, Yochel Yechayit. We said that the whole halacha of the Chutz L'Modim was that an average person walking in an average way. So if you're Chutz L'Modim, so you couldn't get to either the Yerushalayim by the Zman of Shechita, or according to what's called Rashi, by the end of the Zman of Shechita, or according to Rav Yehuda, by the end of the Zman of Achila, right? So, but you could, what if you get on a horse, right? Or in a wagon, you could get there. So, are you chayiv or not? Yochel yechayiv, I think you're chayiv, since l'maisa, conceivably, you could get there, so you're not called derech rechoka. Tamid lo, v'derech lo hoya, v'halo hoya b'derech, v'halo hoya b'derech. This maisa, it doesn't depend on time. It depends on the length of the journey. And the maisa, you were in a place where if you'd walk normally, you wouldn't be able to get there. So that's called derech rechoka. In this case, derech rechoka doesn't depend on time, right? In other words, it's not a time measurement, it's a distance measurement. So even though conceivably you could get there in a faster time, but l'maisa, this derech is a derech that normally takes this amount of time, that's called derech rechoka. Rashi, besusim v'pradim b'mrutzi. If you ran, you went there with a vehicle, you could get there faster. Yochel yechayiv koris, right? Im lo higiyah lazor b'shashchita. I might think yechayiv koris, that's called not derech rechoka anymore. Right? So Mara says, no. L'maisa, the maisa, you were b'derech rechoka. Haya omed lifni min amodiyin. The ein yochel ikonis me gmalim akronos from aktis also. If you are inside the area of modiyin and something held you back, which Rashi says is not an onus, but there was a traffic jam. And what's it called? So you're going too slow. You're going slower than the average because of that. Yochel lo yehi chayiv. I might think you wouldn't be chayiv koris if you didn't get out of your car and walk. Talmud Lomar, v'derech lohoya, v'hari lohoya v'derech. L'maisa, he wasn't v'derech lohoka, he's in that distance, that's close enough to Yerushalayim to come by foot. If he taka was an onus, he couldn't get there even by foot is one thing. But if he couldn't get there by horse, because there's a car, because of traffic tie-up, but he got out of his car and walked, he would be able to make it, that's still called, he's not an onus, and therefore he's chayiv koris. Rashi, mipnei gmalim ukronos, v'hu hayom nevi bonav nebesu aleim. Bring his family in these wagons, right? Chayiv she'ein ze'onis. She'esh lo lishomek v'leilech yichidi v'lishcho. Should have gotten out of the wagon and walked. And shechted for his whole family. They don't have to be there. Okay. So from both of these, we see that the shear is a distance, not a time shear. Okay, Omar Rava. Shisa Alfe Parsi. Before I learn this, the Maral says that all of these measurements now are not physical measurements. They apply to physical things, but they're basically spiritual measurements that are translated into physical things. Right, so when it talks about how big the world is or whatever, it's all the spiritual foundations, roots of the world. Every physical thing has a spiritual thing connected. The spiritual thing, even though it's not measured in these measurements, but spiritually it corresponds to these kinds of measurements. But it doesn't necessarily imply that the actual measurements we see physically are the same. But they correspond to them, what's it called, in a spiritual realm, these spiritual measurements have a meaning that corresponds to physical things. But the physical and the spiritual don't necessarily correspond the way we see it physically. In other words, here's an example. The world is 6,000 parsels. It doesn't really mean literally that's what it is. If you go measure the world, it's 6,000 parsels. But the concept of 6,000, the Maral says, is shlemus in physical terms. Because 6 is what's it called, all directions and up and down. 4 directions and up and down. So it represents the shlemus of the physical world. So conceptually, the world is 6,000 parsa. Right? That concept of shlemus, the God of the world. Right? It doesn't necessarily mean that it's actually 6,000 parsas and physically. But connected the spiritual force that's at the base of the world, that's represented by 6,000 parsis. The sumcha de rakia alpha parsi, the thickness of the rakia is 1,000 parsis. Chad a gemara v'chad a svara. One is a gemara and one's a svara. One the what's it called? Sober law. Ki hada omar rabba barbarchana omar rabbi Yochanan. How do we figure this out? Right? It says a person can walk, an average person can walk in a daytime 10 parsals. From Alos HaShachar till Netzachama is 5 milin. That's what we said before. 10 parsals is 40 milin. So 5 of those milin is from Alos HaShachar to Netzachama. Mishkiya Sachama Tseisa Kochavim, 5 milin. And from Shkia till Tseis is another 5. Nimsa Obyu Shorakia Echad Mishisha B'yom. So that means that what's left after you take away the 10 from Alos to Nates and from Shkia till Tseis, you have 30 left. So 5 is 1/6 of 30. That means that the sun, as it comes into the world, has to pass through the thickness of the heavens. And that is 1/6 of the entire day, right, from Nates till Shkia. So therefore, if the world is 6,000 parsos, so the Ovi Harakia is 1,000 parsos. Rashi. Shisa alfa parsi havi alma, heket hilu chachama beso chachalal mi mizrach lamarav. Right, if the sun, when it goes from east to west, traverses 6,000 amas from east to west. The sumcha de rakia, obvious of rakia, and the thickness of the rakia when it goes into the rakia, and again, this is not necessarily the way it happens physically, but this is the way the spiritual roots of these things work. Chada gemara, shisalvi parsi, the alma gemara hu mirabi. Right, that's a tradition, that the world is 6,000 parsos. The alpha parsi sumcha the rakia havi sober lomidaite. But you can deduce the 1,000 parses of the thickness of the rakia from what's it called from that fact. Now he the shisafi parsi the gemara obisha rakia echad mishisha b'yom, because just like there's 5 milin distance from alos till nates, and that's 1/6 of the total of the day. So therefore, if the world is 6,000 parsas, 1/6 of that is 1,000 for the Ovi Arakia. Mehanets of the Achkiya. So from Nates to Shkia is 30 milin, and from Alos to Nates is 5 milin, is 1/6. Shari other mahalik shloshim milin mehanets and mehanets of the Achkiya. ובסוך מהלך שלושים מילים לאדם, היא מהלכת את כל העולם שהוא ששת אבותים פרסת. As a person's walking, one day's worth, which is 30 milim, the sun is going 6,000 parsels. Ukedei mahalech chamisha milim, havi echad mishisha b'shloshim milim. And the amount of 5 milim is 1/6 of the person's total day journey. Al mesumcha derakia alpha parsis. So keneged the sun would be the same thing. The sun goes in one day, when a person goes in that same amount of time, 30 milim, the sun goes 6,000 parsels. When a person goes from alos to nates, which is the same time it takes the sun to go from outside the rakia, inside the rakia is 5 milim. It's 1/6. So mela, let the sun traverses in that time is, what's it called, is 1,000 parsels. The mela, the ovi, harakia is 1,000 parsels. Alma sumcha the rakia, alpha parsi. Shebechol mahalach chamisha mil la'adam hacham malachas ela parsels. For every 5 mil that a person goes, the sun goes 1,000 parsels. Right? Because it goes 6,000 parsels when a person goes 30 milim, which is 6 times 5. The Yeshma Farshim Shusa Alvi Parsi Hainu La'orech or La'rochav. That it's not the hekin, right? But it's either length or width. The Lone Hero on cloud. Shereina Chamu Alechus La'orko Shal Olam Ela Makifasa. The sun goes around the world, right? So 6,000 is the hekif, the circumference of that circle that surrounds the world, not the length or width of the world itself. Okay. Meisei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ovyu Shal Rakia Echad Mi'asora B'yom. The thickness of the Rakia is 1/10 of the total of the day. Teda, I shall prove it to you. Kama Mahalach Adam Beinu B'yom, Esher Parsos. Person walks from can walk 10 parcels, 40 mil from Alos HaShachar till Chesa Kokovin. Umayalos HaShachar Adon Eitzachama Arbas Milin. Here he argues. It's only 4 milin from Alos to Neitz. Umishkiya Sachama Chesa Kokovin Arbas Milin. And the same thing goes from Shkia till Chase. Is also 4 milin, not 5 milin. Nimtza Ovyo Sharakia Echad Mi'asara B'yom. It comes out that from 40 milim, now there's a total distance from Alos till Tseis, right? The amount that that from Alos till Nates is 4. 4 to 40 is 1/10. Now he's counting not the day minus Alos to Nates and Shkia to Tseis, but the entire day from Alos to Tseis. And the what's it called? The portion that is from Alos to Nates is only 4 milim. 4 milim to 40 milim is 1/10. Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta de Ula, Tiyufta de Ula, Tiyufta. So it's a Tiyufta on all of them. Right, Rashi. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Miyud Biyom. Rabbi Yehuda Kachoshiv Lekule Yoma. Me'alos HaShachar Ve'ad Tseis HaKochavim. Rabbi Yehuda considers the entire day in the Cheshbon, from Alos till Tseis, which is 40 milim. Mi'u Bahamos Dinin L'Rava, right? However, in the part that he argues on Rava is Iktani Hacha Me'alos HaShachar Ve'anetzacham Arba Milim. And Rava held it was 5 milim. So that's a crash on Rava. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only 4 milim from Alos HaShachar to Netzacham. Till Netzachama, right? And that's the Ovi Rakia. That's the amount it takes the sun to go from behind the Rakia to through the Rakia. V'chein Mishkiyasa v'yatshesh ha-kochavim arba milim. Parshulu lamed beis milim v'anetzacham v'atshkiyah. Comes out as 32 milim from Nates till Shkiyah. The Tiyuf to the Rava the Ula, the Amri Shloshim milim. Both Rava and Ula said that it's 30 milim. What's it called is the shear of the day from Nates till Shkia. And therefore 15 milim is 6 hours is the shear of Derech Rechoka. Comes out according to this, it's 16, not 15. Neima tihavet yufta, Rashi Vayter, Neima tihavet yufta Rabbi Yochanan, Omer lecho, Ano bi yamama hu da amri, V'rabonin hu de kato, De kochash men de kadma v'chashocha. Rashi, name of Tavitut of Yochanan, Klomer, name of the Hodi Amrin Lael, but the Rabba Barchana, Me'alos HaShachar, the Anetzachama, Chamisha Milin, Kula Rabba Babachana Amarla, Umishmed Rabbi Yochanan, that the Havi Hach Nami Tiyufte, right? Bechora, that which, what's it called, we said before, that from Alosha Shachar till Nates is 5 milin, that he quoted Rabbi Chana, the name Rabbi Yochanan too, so it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, no, made a mistake. They misunderstood him. Omer Lechor, Rabbi Yochanan will say to you the following. Right, I was only talking about the total time of day. They made that cheshbon from Alos till Tseis. But I was talking from Nates till what's it called, till Shkia, Rashi. I said that it's 10 parsos from Alos HaShachar till Tseis HaKochavim. I never said how much is from Alos to Nates and how much is from Shkia to Chase. And it was Rava and Ula who made a mistake and interpreted it to be 5 milin. The reason people can walk 5 milin from Alos to Nates is not because there's 5 milin between Alos and Nates, because people usually get up earlier than Alos. So by Nates, they already traversed 5 milin. But that's not because it's 5 milin time between Alos and Nates. It's less. It's only 4 milin. The same thing. People walk 5 milin from Shkia to Tseis is not because there's that amount of time. There's less. There's only 4 milin time. But they walk into Tseis HaKochavim. They walk later than Tseis HaKochavim to make it 5. Okay. Lema tava tiyuftev Rabbi Chanina, Rashi, tiyuftev Rabbi Chanina, to omar mistom the atsoar chamisha milim, v'hasam behedim aforish krami alos ha-shachar ala neitzachama. Tersiv kemo ha-shachar ola, uksiv ha-shemesh yotza la-oritz. L'chora we said, that how do you know, Rabbi Chanina said, how do you know it was 5 milin from alos to neitz? Because it says that the malachim at alos ha-shachar were pushing Lot to get out of the city, and he got to Tsoar by Nates. And Rabbi Chanina said, I saw the place and it was 5 milin. So here it's clear that the 5 milin don't start before Alos and don't go past Nates. It's exact between Alos and Nates, 5 milin. So the Chora Rabbi Chanina is in contradiction to what Rabbi Yehuda said. It's only 4 milin. Well, the Yaitzu Shani, there they were rushing, like we said the other day. By Yaitzu. So since they were rushing, it took what's it called, they could travel farther. But normally it's only 4 milin between Nates and Alos, not the amount to go 5 milin. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Toshma.
Isn't the difference between the summer and the winter?
No, we're talking about an average day when it's equal day. All these cheshbonos are equal. No, but it's talking when there was an equal day. In the Chora, that by Stom happened the Pesach time, which was equal days. Chora. What?
So why did it take longer in the summer to go?
Because it doesn't travel around straight. It goes from a direction, south, north, whatever, so it's less. Toshma. Mitzrayim hoya arba amos parsal, arba amos parsa. Mitzrayim, and again, these cheshbonos are not necessarily physical cheshbonos. Mitzrayim was 400 parsals by 400 parsals. Mitzrayim echod mishishim bekush. And Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush. That means Kush is 60 times 400 parsals. Okay, tremendous amount. So again, it doesn't mean over here literally those numbers. What it means is, Echad Mishishim is a concept of where it's not bottle. In other words, the Chashivas of Mitzrayim was 1/60th of the Chashivas of Kush. Kush was much more important, but Mitzrayim was was not bottled to Kush because it still was 1/60. It's just like a sleep is 1/60th of death. It doesn't mean if you sleep 60 times, you're dead. If you have 60 people sleeping, they're dead. It means that it has the concept of death. It's not bottled. The concept isn't bottled in sleep. Sleep has some connection to death. So here also, the Echad Mishishim does not really mean 1/60th number-wise. But it corresponds to something physical, just on a spiritual realm. The Kush Echad Mishishim Ba'olam. And Kush is 1/60th of the whole world. Ba'olam Echad Mishishim Be'Gan Eden. And the world is 1/60th of Gan Eden. And here again, the Chor Gan Eden is in the world. So how could the world be smaller than Gan Eden? Right, so we're not, obviously not talking about a physical phenomenon. So about something spiritual, or in spiritual terms, something can be contained within something else and not take up any space. So the like the Aron. The Aron took up no space, and therefore it existed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but didn't exist there. So when you talk about spiritual things, these kinds of measurements, even though they seem to be contradictory, aren't contradictory. So the began Echad Mishishim Be'Eden, and Eden is the place where the Gan is, so the Gan is only 1/60th of Eden. The Eden Echad Mishishim BeGehenna, and Eden is only 1/60th of Gehenna. Nimtza Kol HaOlam Kulo Kikisri K'der LeGehenna. The whole world of Gehenna is so big that the whole world compared to Gehenna is like a pot cover to the pot. So it's insignificant. Shmaris says to Yufi, you see from here the world's a lot more than 6,000 parsals. Right, make on this cheshbon, right? So whatever the cheshbon was spiritually with 6,000 parsals doesn't work out if you work it out according to this cheshbon. Rashi, the kush havi echad mishishim ba'olam, alma olam tvei mishisa api parsas. The world is a lot more than 6,000 parsals if that's the case. Kisu kedera dover muad. It's an insignificant thing compared to Gehenna, the whole world. Toshma, the tonad ve'eliyahu. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Kol HaYishuv Kulo Takas Kokov Echad, Yoshe. The whole inhabited world. Right? The world has Yamim, there's seas, and Midboros, and Yishuv. The whole Yishuv, which is like one-third of the world, sits under one star. Teda, Shari Adam Nosin Eino B'Kokov Echad, Holech Mizrach Omi Kenegdo, Le'abaruchos Ha'olam Omi Kenegdo. You look at one star, and you travel, you can go to the other end of the world and you still be under that same star. Michlal dechol ha'yishuv kulo tachas kochav echad. Yoshe. Right, so the whole world is under one kochav. Tiyufta, Rashi, kol ha'yishuv kulo, shel b'nei odam. All the inhabited world. Tachas kochav echad omei, the kama kochavim yesh berakil ein mispar. There's so many kochavim in the sky. So if the whole yishuv, which is one-third of the world, is under one star, and there's so many stars, each one would be an equal amount. So the whole world total, not just the inhabited part, has to be a lot more than 6,000 parsels. The kivim to kof of echad marzik is kol ha'yishuv. The roin onu shayishuv yosher mi'alef parsa, right, the yishuv is more than 1,000 parsels, right, even the total world with the seas and everything can't be only 6,000. Harikama kochavim shebarakia Kochavim Yosef Mishishas Aloch and Kochav B'chol Parsa. Right? So if there's one Kochav per 1,000 Parsa, there's more Kochavim that would make the world much more than 6,000 Parsos. Holech L'Mizrach, L'Sof Ha'olam Akeit Shonim Har Be'yire, El Oso Mokom Shoya Ro'eo Kshoya Omid B'mare. If you walk to the end of the world, right, it takes you years to get to the other end of the world, you'll see you're under the same star. The ilu hoya mazik kol ha'yishuv kishu omid b'mar v'royal ha'rosho kishu mizrach lo hoya royal ha'rosho ela min atzad balachson kli ma sha'ovar v'nim sha'mitachto. It wouldn't be that the whole world's under that star. If you walk to the other end, you would see it on a slant, not directly over you. But since that one star is over the whole world, when you walk to different parts, still over your head. Toshma egla b'tzofon v'akra v'dorom. These are constellations. So Egla is in the north, and Akrav is in the south, and the entire inhabited world is between these two stars. And the amount that it takes the sun to go over the Yishuv, not the seas and the desert, but the Yishuv, is 1 hour of a day. Shein chama nichnesus liyishuv elashor achas biyom. Teva shebechame shchama b'mizrach v'sheva chama mar. Right, in the fifth hour, the sun is in the east, and the seventh hour, it's already in the west. And with, for people standing in the Yishuv, obviously the sun is passing over them. Chatsi sheish v'chatsi sheva chama omenes barosh cholodo. It's only directly overhead, right, at midday, 12 o'clock. To Yufta, so you see over here that the world, the total world, not the inhabited world, must be a lot more than 6,000 parsos. Rashi, Egla, Olsen Kochod Masuyim Ka Egla, who Mazel Shore. That's the constellation that's shore. That's, what's it called? What's it called in English? What?
Taurus.
Taurus, right. Bein Egla La Akrav. Veloshima and Akrav is what's it called? Cancer, Scorpio. Veloshima is called Avisha Beneim. Sorry, Kamako Chavniyesh Beneim. Right, there's a lot of stars between these two constellations. The whole Echad Kedei Yishuv, and every star is as big as the whole Yishuv. And the Yishuv Ben Shneim Omei. The Yishuv is between these two stars. Sorry, call Adam Roy Bitzvano Egla Vidromo Akrav. Everybody sees wherever you are in the inhabited world. You see Akrav to the south and Egla to the north. Uvechol ha'yishuv einam alecha shacham elashach v'yom. And it takes the sun only 1 hour to traverse the entire inhabited world. Chatsi sheish v'chatsi sheva chama omeres b'rosh kolotah. That's directly overhead for that 1 hour. Roech ha'marosho v'haynu osa shor shacham alecha sperkiyah neged ha'yishuv. And after that, it goes past the Yishuv, so you see it on an angle. Kiyuf to the Rava. Diktoni the Midboros, the Yamim, the Nahoros, Machzikos, Achadas, or Shura Yishuv. Right? That Rava said that if you add in all the deserts and the rivers and the, what's it called, the seas, so it'll be 11 times the shear of the Yishuv. How so? Because what's it called? The Yishuv itself is 1,000 parts, the whole world is 6,000 parsos. Where is it? 1/11th? Oh yeah, 4 to 40, right. So there's, what's it called, we had 40, no, that was the Milan.
1 hour or 12 hours.
Ah, okay, 1 to 11 more, okay, yeah, okay. So if it's to come out that the whole world is 12 times, or 11 times that, right, it's going to be, because you should go to mode. The name's Ola Makama Alokin, not 6,000 parsels, but much, much more. To you to the rubber. Okay. Toshma. The Omer of Yochanan and Zakkai. Matshuva Heshivaso Baskola also Russia Beshosha Omer El Al Bomasi of Adamela Elyon. When Nebuchadnezzar Russia said that I'm going to go up to the heavens and I'll be like God. Yotza Basko the Omer lo Russia ben Russia. Ben Benosho Nimrod HaRussia. Russia, Ben Russia, the great great grandson of Nimrod HaRussia. Shehimri is called Olam Kulo Alaiba Malchuso. Nimrod was called Nimrod because he made the whole world rebel against the Rabban Shalom. Okay, so now we'll leave till tomorrow what he said to him. But he told him, you think you're going to be able to come up here to Shemayim and be like me, right? You can't even come Nixus up to Shemayim because of the tremendous length that we're talking about, how far away it is. Also, Rosh Nebuchadnezzar, Ben Beno Shal Nimrod, Lav Davka Ben Beno, he wasn't his grandson. Elakolomer Mizera Nimrod. Ben Beno means the descendant of. Shehimrid, Hesi Eitz of Anshe Dorach Loga, Livnos Migdal, Livachem Bitzvah Shemayim. Nimrod was the one who gave the Eitzah to build the Migdal Bavel to rebel against God. Shoyam Melech Bavel, Kedusivat, Yerashis Mamrachto Bavel. He was the king of Bavel.